2237.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. We're kicking off hour number two here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We do it six nights a week. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Monday through Saturday from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern. You can join us here at Free Talk, and here on your radio station, if that's how you're listening, or at freetalklive.com.
There we have live streaming. We have a dial-up stream that's for people that have little dial-up connections. We have big, loud broadband streams for people who have broadband connections. Your choice.
They're free.
Free.
At freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, you can give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. This is your show, and that means if you want to take control at the, via the phones, 1-800-259-9231 is the number. You call in, our lovely call screener will ask you a very brief series of questions, four of them specifically.
In a pretty deep voice, I think.
What's your name?
And
where are you calling from?
And what do you want to talk about? And how are you listening? That's it. That's all it takes. You get put on hold, we put you on the air about whatever you want, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. So let's go to the phones and to the fun, to Dave in Missouri. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's happening, sir?
Wonderful, wonderful. Doing great here. Enjoying this stuff out in Missouri. We get a lot of really sharp conservative things going on, and it gets boring. And this stuff you folks are doing on Genesis Network is really wonderful.
Well, we're glad you're listening, sir. What's on your mind?
The oil, we were talking about the LLC concept, the limited liability corporation concept.
Right.
When you were talking about the mercenaries or the security operatives, this kind of thing, mm-hmm. and the government relative to oil or electricity or what I prefer to call the ultimate commerce is, when we're talking about those things, relative to the LLC, the government utilizes those security elements to protect themselves in much the same way as the LLC concept comes across. If I take Joe the Merc and get him to do the job to take care of the oil, protect the oil fields, if something goes wrong, I can simply say, much as other agencies of the government have done in the past, but everyone seems to be under the purview now, I can say, well, shucks, I'm sorry that happened, but it's got nothing to do with us. So in essence, what you're seeing there is the government handing off its ultimate obligation, which is to take responsibility for the severe aspects of controlling and operating a country, whichever country it may be. This might be China doing
okay.
this, obviously. So I just wanted to throw that out there. It was an interesting thing you said, and throw out how it aligns with how the government does its little LLC gig.
I'm still a little lost, I think. You're drawing a parallel between a LLC and the government itself.
Yes. Doesn't that sound terrible? I know it does. But in fact, the government is operating as an LLC.
The government's even worse, though. The government's even worse than an LLC. They have total limitation of liability. There is no liability with
sovereign immunity.
Yeah, it's called sovereign immunity, meaning that government officials, police, for instance, and the elected thugs, they can all do whatever they want to and get away with it.
I understand what you're saying, and it seems plausible, but let us insert this. If we have popular dissent occur because of their behavior, then many governments have run into very dire straits because of popular dissent.
If only we could have some dissent today, that'd be nice.
May God be praised. Exactly right. If only we could have some dissent, and not the kind of dissent that goes behind barbed wire fences and you're allowed to do it only there. but not to digress too much, we could go on forever. And another concept to inject here is checks and balances.
Okay.
One of the things that is occurring in this country today, which is horrifying, is the checks and balances, whether it be the citizenry or the government, and we've heard this a lot in the past, but we seem to have a very minute memory these days, these checks and balances and the obligations that they entail, they're not occurring anymore.
You're right. They've just dissolved.
We are both to blame for it.
Well, yeah, I think that the people are mostly to blame because we haven't been paying attention, and people have been being raised into these government systems and the government education classrooms, and so they're told that there are checks and balances, and they just kind of assume that they work. Oh yeah, the judicial system's here to check on the executive system. That's how it all works, and it works just fine. But really, what they do, as you're pointing out, is they just override them all the time, and since everyone assumes they're in action, nobody questions it.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and they are overwhelmed. Now, let us throw something else in there. We were talking about the types of corporations at times in the discourse this day. There are different types of corporations relative to their criticality concerning national security. If I'm talking about producing shoes, my company produces shoes, that's not too darn critical. That's a good set of shoes, but if I'm talking about oil, if I'm talking about clothing in general, which is a massive industry, if I'm talking about these various things...
So you're saying some industries are more limited in liability than others?
Some industries can darn well get away with whatever they want.
Of course,
now,
the more political connections you have, the easier that is. I wish we had more time. I appreciate the call. Great call, man. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Let's go to John in Winnipeg. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Excellent, sir.
Well, I was going to, hopefully I can get a chance to do this, but just on your last comment there about people having connections, I mean, you look at Bill Frist, I don't know whether you're familiar with this, but Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has recently put out a report, the Rolling Stone published it, and, you know, essentially Bill Frist has taken $800,000 from Eli Lilly.
All of these names mean nothing to me. What's the gist of the story?
A pharmaceutical company's lobbying a member of the government to stop American interests. When it comes to inoculations that are given to American children, they're finding that the numbers are asked like they're very, very large. It's like one out of 160 American children are suffering brain damage due to the fact that they're putting mercury in vaccines is what it is.
Why would they put mercury in vaccines?
It's a horror. It's a horror. You got to check it out. I mean, he's a very reputable person. He was on... The Daily Show with Jon Stewart last night talking about how ABC News was going to do a big story on him, but then Voices on High said, well, we don't want that to happen. We don't want Americans to know. And the horror of horrors is that they're still continuing this program, not only in America, but they're also selling this mercury-tainted, these mercury-tainted vaccines to children in other countries.
Huh.
So it's a pretty bad thing. But the reason I called...
I will take your word for it. Yes, sir, the reason.
The reason I called is... You know, I'm looking at this war situation in Iraq, and there's no leadership here. We've got to be open and honest with the facts. The soldiers are being sacrificed as criminals, but they're being lied to. The soldiers are told, you're fighting for freedom, you're fighting for justice.
Sure. That's what they always tell the soldiers. They've been telling them that for time immemorial.
It's leveraging the ignorance of the masses, but is it right for an American father or daughter to sacrifice their children because they're not so bright? They have a difficult time with long sentences. I don't think that's right.
No, absolutely not. They're taking advantage of people. You're correct.
Right,
but unfortunately, they've all been bought in. They've all bought into it so hard. You've got people driving around with their support our troops and a terrorist hunting permit, bumper stickers, and they're totally indoctrinated into this this system where they think that they're.
Well, it's cultish. It's very cultish. You know, I was in Canada. We're not completely absent this form of ill mentalities. We had our supreme commander. I can't remember his official title. Hillier is his last name, and he's telling the soldiers as they're being sent out to Afghanistan, "You're going to kill the scum. We want to kill the scum buckets, and you can ensure." Or he's ensuring the Canadian public that some soldiers should be expected to die under his command. And
war is war, casualties, etc.
Here's the difference. That form of essentially evil rhetoric kind of worked after 9/11, but now. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody knows the Northern Alliance are the heroin pushers. You know, the Taliban, for all their faults, of which they had many, were fighting for women's rights to the shock and horror of people who weren't aware.
I don't know if everybody knows, but I think a lot of people know, and a lot of people are angry. And the president here in this country, his numbers are dropping, which is a good thing. Less people are signing up for the military, so there are some good things happening. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231.
The Taliban was defending women's rights?
800-259-9231. I think he's actually right about that. The new regime is even more oppressive on women or something. I, that's what I've heard. More coming back. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
A Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on the subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24th, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
At ReasonToFreedom.com, our motto is that reason is a natural, life-giving activity of the mind. We regard independent thinking as the most important virtue, as well as the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the voice of the Reason Liberty movement. ReasonToFreedom.com consists of timely political and philosophical commentary, a regular human interest column by Truman West, movie reviews by Popcorn and the Kernels, insightful book reviews, golf reviews, and much, much more. Free your minds and tap into the mainstream of the Reason Liberty movement at ReasonToFreedom.com. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those they oppress. Fight the power with ReasonToFreedom.com. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. The 10-step program to sanity, freedom, and world peace. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And man, which
join us online at freetalklive.com. Go hang out on our bulletin board system. We've got over 650 users. We've got over 28,000 posts for you to surf around through. It's all free at freetalklive.com. This is the show about your calls, personal, political, whatever's on your mind. You got a rant you want to get off your chest, some sort of an agenda that you want to push? Well, we're here for you. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. To Corey in Minneapolis. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, sir.
What's happening?
Well, I want to talk about self-regulation, another thing that business does. I work for a major retail company, and we have buyers that look over every product they purchase. And, you know, many of these buyers, they'll research by reading message boards, trade magazines, or even taking the product out to demo it.
Oh, and so you work for a retailer at a high level. You work in the corporate office.
In the corporate office, yep.
Got it.
And so they'll check to see if it's safe, what the quality is, what people are talking about, you know, what the reputation is of these products. Mm-hmm. And, you know, their job is at stake. You know, if they, you know, bring in the wrong products and the products that people don't really care about.
Yeah, you don't want to sell your, they don't want to sell their customers crap.
Right.
Basically.
And so they'll only purchase the safe items from the manufacturer. And I think if, you know, it's not safe, merchandisers won't carry it. Businesses don't want to be known as, you know, the low quality. You know, they want to have a strong reputation.
Sure. And there are businesses that don't mind being known as low quality.
Right.
Best Buy's got that cornered.
Right, there are some that will benefit by that, because there are some low class, or not low class, but I mean people with a lower income, you know, that can't afford the higher quality products that can maybe shop there. But that's their freedom to do that, you know, instead of having a one size fits all.
Well, that's right. It is your freedom to choose where you shop, and so if you want to take a risk and buy a cheap product that's not been certified by UL, the Underwriters Laboratories, then you should be free to take that risk and potentially burn down your house because your toaster catches on fire.
Another thing too is that I know someone who works for another retailer, a far larger retailer, that they had not an unsafe game, but a game that gave a shock to your hand.
Whoa. On purpose.
You had four people playing and all.
It's the Stanley Milgram home game.
I don't know the name of it. I don't know if it's on the market just yet.
Okay.
But I know that the people at this company thought it was just not appropriate for the store.
Sure.
So instead of just not carrying it, they asked the manufacturer to lower the shock on it so it could be it could be suitable for people at, you know, a lower age or, you know, a younger age.
Okay.
And so they eventually did get the game approved. I don't know if it's hit the shelves or not, but that's another example of, you know, wrangling over whether or not they're going to carry product or not.
The stuff that goes on behind the scenes that the consumers don't even know about.
They don't even know about, and it happens all the time.
The ways you're being protected by the businesses you buy from.
Right.
Are you familiar with those old hand buzzers for when you, like, shake somebody's hand, it kind of gives them a little...
You buy them from the magic catalogs, things like that.
Well, it jars you a little bit. It feels like a shock, but it's kind of jarring you. I think that it could do something like that,
right,
as opposed to shocking somebody.
Yeah.
it's not like... I mean, it's definitely... I actually tried the demo, and it was definitely a good shock.
No joke.
And wow. You could feel it up your arm.
Wow.
But I don't know whether it's on or not. Who knows? I mean, they probably made the decision based off of what people want, and maybe it's not safe, maybe it is.
So is your employer going to carry it?
Well, that was, like I said, this was for the other,
right,
my friend who's in another retailer, so I don't know.
Well, even when they do make the wrong choices, and again, sometimes retailers bring a product onto the shelves that don't work, even though they're safe or they determine that it's appropriate for them to sell it, it just doesn't work. People don't buy it, in which case, if stuff is sitting on the shelf and it's not going off the shelf, they know, oh, we made a mistake, let's put something else here.
Right.
And so that product will go away, and that company might go out of business that made that product.
Yep. And then I was also going to talk just briefly about the Free State Project.
Oh, okay.
I was wondering, and I just throw this idea out there, what if there are people who you know, just cannot make the move out there but wanted to be like maybe a satellite member, that someone like an activist from another state? Because
you could be a friend of the Free State Project.
Oh,
there's,
you can?
There's
okay.
There's two membership levels, and again, this doesn't cost any money or anything like that, but if you are someone who wants to support the organization but not actually move, you can join as a friend.
Well, and also, you know, just if... I think that... I was explaining it to my friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what happens if 5 years from now, from the point where 20,000 is reached, New Hampshire becomes this wonderland of opulence and capitalism, where people are making money and, you know, the government's not interfering in their lives? What if it's just this wonderland?
I predict that it will be quite wonderful eventually.
Within 5 years.
It could happen, Corey.
Corey, so would you consider moving... At that point?
I mean, I've thought about it, but I just don't know yet. I mean, that's why I bring
I'm not saying you know. Would you be willing to move in 5 years if it was this capitalist wonderland where people were making money and they weren't paying so much, they weren't paying nearly as much in taxes? If things just looked a lot better than they do in Minneapolis, is that right?
Yes. Yes, I might.
Yeah, like if there were stark contrasts. Like right now, if you
I think you can sign up, though, because it's an intent now to go.
It should be noted, some people take the statement of intent very seriously.
Right.
I mean, they feel like it's a contract. And I take it seriously, too, but I know that if something happened and for some reason I totally changed my politics and turned into a socialist, I could very easily say, not going. And then I just, would withdraw from the membership rolls at that point. It's not going to happen, but I could. It's not a binding agreement necessarily.
And to go live in New Hampshire is a funny term. Like, if you went to New Hampshire for 2 weeks, would you be living there? Because you wouldn't be dead there.
Okay. Sure.
So, it's not that restrictive of agreement. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Right. And in regards to the freedom issue, if you move to New Hampshire today, odds are good you're going to be a little bit more free than you are in your current state. Odds are good. I mean, there's just more freedoms there, period. But 5 years from, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, when there's five times the amount of freedom in New Hampshire, it's going to be hard to turn that down, I think.
Right. I think the word is definitely getting out about the Free State Project that just recently... a tax organization here in Minnesota just recently talked about the Free State Project. And just because our governor had passed a budget that was, far larger than the last largest budget ever and broke his tax pledge.
Uh-oh.
Yep. And so a lot of people have been talking about that and talking about other ways, how are they going to change these things. So there's definitely a lot of unrest here. So
what was the tax pledge? I promise not to raise taxes.
Not to raise taxes, and sure enough.
At the punishment of what? Did he agree that if he did break the promise that he'd recuse himself and leave office or something?
No, of course not.
Oh, that's a shocker.
Like that.
It was a 75-cent fee on taxes or cigarettes, and then there are also some other taxes.
Well,
too.
What we need the Free State Project where if the governor did something like that in the Free State, if he signed an agreement and then went ahead and broke it, we need people to literally storm the governor's mansion and throw his ass out.
Right.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, man.
Good job, guys. Thanks.
All right, 800-259-9231. Because that's what you have to do at some points. If the government is out of control, I mean, we've reserved the right in the Declaration of Independence to overthrow it and replace it with something else or nothing. So I think that people need to start standing up. And that's one of the messages that I'm constantly communicating on this show. Stand up for your rights. Stand up for what you believe in. Because I've come to the point, man, which where I believe that you don't really have rights unless you stand up for them. It's one thing to say, oh, yeah, you've got rights. The government says, oh, you've got all these rights. Look at all of them. But then they consistently violate them. So therefore, they obviously don't think you have rights. And if you don't think you have those rights anymore, you don't have them. But if you stand up and you constantly are defending them, you will have those rights. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
It was a human tragedy and a legal dispute that rocked the nation that could have been avoided with a simple living will. Something for you to think about and do something about. A living will can be yours as part of the Master Estate Kit for only $39.95. Simple directions show you how to complete a living will that guarantees your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible illness or injury. Valid nationwide and fully guaranteed, the Master Estate Kit also includes a legal will kit and power of attorney kit that covers both financial and health care needs. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-810-1234. To order your Living Will Kit, the complimentary Will Kit, and the Power of Attorney Kit, pay only $39.95 plus shipping for the complete Master Estate Kit. Call 1-800-810-1234. That's 1-800-810-1234.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the show. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you. And, man, much join us online, freetalklive.com. You can go and vote for the show over at our friends at podcastalley.com, where we are in the top 10 podcasts of the world. I think we're in the top 6 at the moment, thanks to your votes. We started at number 1 this month, but the competition has been hot and heavy, so we can still use your vote at vote.freetalklive.com. It will take you exactly to where you need to go over at podcastalley.com. So go check it out. And again, enjoy all the free stuff that we have for you at freetalklive.com. It's all on the house. All right, so we got an email. Actually, we've got a bunch of emails, and I don't know how many of them we'll get to tonight. Probably not very many more than this one. But from someone named, let's see, the email address is Mental Thinking Dan in Washington, D.C. It's actually somebody that disagrees with us, man, which is unusual.
Really? Somebody disagreeing with us is unusual?
Somebody who's disagreeing with us that's not angry at us.
I see.
Okay. I've been listening to your show via podcast over iTunes for the past few days and appreciate your opinions on a lot of issues. You can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. I'm a resident of the District of Columbia, and one issue that has been particularly annoying me of late is the bill that has already passed the House and has been introduced by Senator Hutchinson of Texas that would allow the strict gun control laws passed in the district to be, excuse me, that would not allow the strict gun control laws passed in the district to be enforced. The residents of the district voted to enact a strict handgun ban, and it's still widely supported by the residents. D.C. had many problems with gun violence in the 70s and 80s, making it the murder capital of the United States. In recent years, mostly due to gentrification, but many, including myself, believe that the handgun ban laws are helping the situation. That part of the part of the situation with this particular bill that he's concerned with that's particularly annoying is that it's a piece of legislation introduced by a Republican senator from Texas to impose the will of the right wing on the residents of the district. And while the residents, Mayor William, Police Chief Ramsey, Delegate blah blah blah, are all against this bill, but have no actual say since we're the only 500,000 people in the United States who have no direct representation in the U.S. Congress. I gotta say that I feel for you there. In the fact that you are the, like he says later on in his email, their license plates say...
Representation without...
Taxation without representation.
Yes.
I feel terribly about that part. However, this Republican senator from Texas is not attempting to impose a will of the right wing on you. He's trying to get you back to the Constitution. You guys have voted away... You've democratically voted away your constitutional rights.
Not just your constitutional rights, but the constitutional rights of everyone that lives there. And that's
right.
The key part. What's his name?
Dan.
Dan may feel like it's a good idea to not have guns. Nobody should have guns. Guns are bad. But everybody in that district has the Second Amendment right, which is the right to bear arms. And
they're supposed to have it, but again, they didn't stand up for it, so
right.
Bye-bye.
So that means that everybody in there has been, their rights have been violated. Mm-hmm. By the minority has rights have been violated. Actually, it's the majority because most people don't vote. So the majority's rights have been subverted for the will of the minority. You get it?
Even if it was the majority. It's still not right.
I'm just making it clear.
Even if it was 51% of the population that voted for a gun ban, it doesn't mean that it should be happening.
And
not in America.
I'm not saying that a police state won't have some success on cutting down on crime. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I don't want to live in a police state.
No.
We don't have a constitution for a police state. And until you guys can go out and make a new constitution, let's stick with the one we got.
Yeah. So, basically...
Let's follow the one we have. It's not a living document. You don't get to vote away other people's rights.
I'm sorry, Dan, but...
What about the right to life? It's in there. So, could you just vote to kill some people?
Yeah, to take that right away, too.
Let's just do that.
It's just as asinine. And so, Dan, basically, you're on the side of tyranny here. And you may not realize it. Everybody in this country is supposed to have the right to bear arms. Again, they don't stand up to defend those rights. Therefore, they get taken away by people like you, Dan. Who try to legitimize democracy. And this isn't supposed to be a democracy. And that's the idea. That's his, well, the majority said that people voted for this law. Well, that's wrong. This is supposed to be a representative republic where, again, I'm sorry, you don't have representatives, so I understand your situation that you're in. I mean, maybe since they don't have representatives, then democracy is the next best thing for Washington, D.C. I don't know. But assuming that Washington, D.C. is part of America, the Constitution still applies. Okay? And so, therefore, I can't agree with you, Dan, on this one. Finally, he wraps up by saying, while you may not be in favor of the choice of the residents of the District of Columbia,
I'm not,
have made to ban handguns, and again, they didn't all make that choice, and how dare you try to make a choice for someone, do you agree that it is our choice to make? No, I do not. Not that particular one, at least. And not for the other states to usurp the power from the residents and elected officials of the district who have no representation due to outdated laws. I hope you can raise awareness among your listeners that the residents of the district have no direct representation in Congress. That's worth raising awareness.
It absolutely is.
And now have Republican senators imposing their will on residents they don't represent, taking no consideration from the rightly elected officials of D.C. This is why we have the tagline on our license plate, taxation without representation. Maybe we could solve this problem with Washington, D.C. not having any representatives by just turning it back over to Virginia or something like that, right?
Well, it was partially Maryland and partially Virginia.
Right. Why don't we just halvesies it and be done with the whole thing?
I suppose.
What was the point of it anyway? What was the point of creating this area where people weren't represented?
I think the idea was to split it between the North and the South prior to the Civil War.
Really?
Yeah, to some extent. Prior to.
I think it's outdated at this point. I mean, I do feel for him on that particular issue. I really do, because you're at the mercy of everybody else's representative. So I see where he's coming from on this. Unfortunately, the other side of the coin is he's coming from a very unconstitutional position.
It's such a beautiful city. I hate
really?
To mess with it. Yeah, I really like it.
Well, no, you just split it in half. You know, you could still have your beautiful city. Just half of it would be run by Virginia. The other half would be run by Maryland.
There you go.
All right. So, man, would you tell me about toilets?
Well,
800-259-9231. The toilet garden.
Yeah, let me get to the top of the article. I have it scrolled down here. I was reading it. It's entitled "City Wants Toilet Garden Removed."
Uh-huh.
Saying that one man's trash is another man's treasure hit close to home recently when a River Road resident was told by the Grand Rapids Police Department that numerous toilets in use in its on city property. Let's see, toilets in use on city property as flower pots have to go, or he'll face trespassing charges. The resident, Lee Jackson, believes that the police department is trying to force.
Wait a minute, it's on city property?
Apparently, that it's out front.
Huh?
Yeah, it's on the easement or whatever.
Okay.
The police contend, however, the encroachment on city property demand the removal. Lee Jackson, who planted them and maintains the flowers, says that the toilet flower beds are not harming anyone. He firmly believes the police commander, Jim whoever, is pursuing the matter because of a previous issue with his dog being deemed dangerous last year.
Mm.
A matter
a vendetta.
Which, yes, it's a vendetta.
Okay.
At the heart of the battle are about 40 old toilets and a bathtub, which currently house flowers along with a sign advertising Jackson's septic service business.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
There you go. Jackson.
Wait, I'm just trying to get the picture here. Is this a yard or is it a city block?
My understanding is, from what I've gotten here, is that it's his yard and the easement ahead of it.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Jackson said that his sign's been there about 20 years. He also added the toilet flower that the toilet flowers have been in place for 6 years, although in smaller numbers.
But wow. I mean, that's an old-school garden, man.
Yeah.
He's had that going for a while. We'll come back to the toilet garden, 800-259-9231. And, you know, I can't resist. I mean, 800-259-9231. Of course, none of these toilets are actually hooked up. They're being used as flower pots. More coming back. This is your show. Do you have a problem with toilet gardens? What if there was one in your neighborhood? This is your show. Free Talk Live. Take control.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruits with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Your show, you take control, bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff on the website. And if you want to keep up to date, what's going on with the show? Maybe find out when we get a new affiliate on board or some other announcement. Like, actually, I just set one up today. You can join the updates list, and we'll send you an email whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. I sent out an update announcing that tomorrow night, Free Talk Live is going to be on satellite radio.
Sirius.
Sirius satellite radio.
Sirius stuff.
And it's not the big news that we'd like to announce. We'd like to announce
Free Talk Live's on Sirius.
Yeah, we'd like to announce that we're on there every night, but we're not. It's going to be a once-a-week kind of a thing. But we're proud of it, and we're excited about it. The announcement basically is that there's a show that's already on Sirius called Adam Curry's Pod Show.
Mm-hmm.
And on this show, it's a once-a-day show. They feature podcasts on Sirius Satellite Radio. And so on every Friday's show, starting tomorrow, they're going to be featuring the PodcastAlley.com Top 10 Podcasts. So whoever's in the top 10, We are going to be featured on this particular Friday's show. So we're going to be on this Friday, and assuming we're in the top 10 next Friday, we'll be on that top 10, and then so on and so on.
This is part of the payoff for everybody who's voted for us at podcastalley.com.
It's a big payoff.
Yeah.
So thank you. Thank you to everybody that's gone to vote.freetalklive.com and voted for us. And again, we'll ask you to do it in the month of August, and if we're again in the top 10, as we have been for the past several months, thanks to you, we'll continue to be on Sirius on those Friday nights. So you get that kind of info if you're on our updates list, and you get it first at freetalklive.com. We're talking about the toilet garden, and apparently, where is this, Grand Rapids?
Yeah,
Michigan?
Grand Rapids.
And there's a guy with how many toilets?
20.
20 toilets in front of his house, and I guess there are
in
more.
A bathtub.
Yeah, and a bathtub for good measure. They're out in front of the house, out by the easement area.
Right. And they're planters for flowers.
Right.
And the guy runs a septic company. He's got a sign out there that says Jackson Septic Company.
Sure.
Or whatever. And
somebody doesn't like it.
Now the city, basically the police, have said, this is a eyesore. You can't have it here.
Uh-huh.
One might agree with them. This kind of goes into the property rights issue. You know?
Yes, it definitely goes into the property rights issue. I think he should absolutely be able to have toilets out in front of his house, provided he doesn't live in a deed restricted community. If you live in a deed restricted community where you can't, where everybody's yard has to be the same and you can't park trucks out in your front yard, then there's a problem because he's violating the deed restrictions. But if you don't live in a deed restricted community, go ahead. I don't care what you put in your front yard.
Well, battling the legal system seems the next step for Jackson. Let's see. If he doesn't remove the sign and the toilets from city property, the deadline for removal of the items will come this weekend. Martino said that the police department will check to see if it's been done on Monday, July the 25th, and if removal has not taken place, Jackson will be issued a trespassing ticket along with a letter and a court date. Although Jackson said he's willing to take the sign down if the city's willing to apologize to him.
Not going to happen.
No, sorry. The chief of police is not apologizing to you. He is unwilling to negotiate on the toilet garden.
Good.
They're
going
to really, really have to waste some more time and money if they want to get them out, said Jackson.
Yeah. Good for him. Keep up on that story if you can, man. That's interesting. I want to find out what happens there. Because if he's willing to defend his toilets with force, things could get very interesting.
Oh, very ugly.
Hey, you can email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. We've been kind of catching up on some emails tonight. This one from John. He says, I'm a podcast listener, and I found your show a week or two ago. I find the show to be thoughtful and willing to bring up real issues, even when they're controversial or not well-liked subjects, like the sex offender questions from a while back. I'm not a sex offender, but I've often thought that many of the rules they're forced to live with makes becoming a productive citizen after they have served their time impossible.
Darn difficult.
If the person is too dangerous, just don't let him go. The way we do it now is like the Scarlet Letter. He or she has to wear a sign around their neck, basically. Anyway, I've discussed many of your shows with my wife, and if you mention her name, Lainey Hot Redhead, in the podcast portion of the show, I promise you a great picture for your wall. Oh, goody. Lainey, just in case you missed it. Now on with the email. And he's talking about the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. First, let me explain that I registered as a Republican when I was 18. Much like you did, Manwich.
Yes, I believe you did, too.
No,
did you?
I did not.
No? Okay.
Because I thought that they were the party of smaller government, lower taxes.
I fell for that crap, too.
They fooled you. More personal freedom and states' rights. That was in 1983. Now I see that all that is untrue. Both parties want to take my rights away. You are correct, John. I cringe every time that I hear that government has done anything, because I know that it means that I'll either lose another right or be burdened with another regulation. I believe in the Constitution, but I don't worship it, and I know that it needs some interpretation to make it fit the current century. I don't know if I agree with that, John. It's written pretty clearly. That being said, some things seem plain, like the Second Amendment, which allows us to own firearms. And, yeah, that is pretty plain. People like to bring up the militia part, but it is plain that all men were considered the militia. The Democrats say they're the party of social rights, but they want to regulate everything to death. Here's some of what I believe. I believe the government should protect our borders and protect us from any threats abroad or internal threats. Well, unfortunately, John, when you ask the government to do something, you tend to get the opposite of what you're intending. So if you ask the government to protect the borders, they're not going to do a good job of it. Period. It doesn't matter how much money you throw at the problem. Just like with education, you want to ask the government to educate your kids? You want to keep throwing money at the problem? It doesn't fix the problems. Your kids aren't getting educated, and the borders aren't going to be secure. So moving on, that's a huge issue. We won't delve into it any further than that. Internal threats to me are if some guy gets a few hundred men with guns and takes over a town. I believe that we should be able to worship or not without interference or help from the government. I agree with that. I don't think the government should be able to tell me what I can do with or put in my own body unless I'm harming someone else. I agree with that one. If a girlfriend tells you that she'll do that special thing for you, if you buy her that ring, necklace, or whatever, it's fine. But if a woman tells me she'll give me a BJ for $50, we can both go to jail. Insane! No
That's
doubt, John.
The funniest thing I've heard all day. It might be all week.
It is insane. He's absolutely right. 800-259-9231. Again, if you don't like prostitution, you ask the government to put a stop to that? They can't. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific, the most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Call now 1-877-300-0040.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. If you want to take control, you better do it now. 800-259-9231. The clock is ticking. We're only here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time.
Tick-tock.
We do it 6 nights a week, though, so if you missed your chance to call in tonight, never fear. We'll be back tomorrow night from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time.
Yes, we will.
Okay. And it's Ian here with you.
And man,
with join us online, freetalklive.com, live streaming, bulletin board system, archives, much, much more. It's all on the house. It always has been. It always will be. We've created the AMP program, though, now that we want to tell you about. Advertise, market, and promote is what it stands for. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, if you like talk radio that's not like the rest of talk radio... Not in that we're not trying to be Rush Limbaugh.
Mm.
If you like that.
How many of them out there would love to be Rush Limbaugh?
Virtually all of them.
Yeah.
Even Al Franken would love to be Rush Limbaugh, I think.
Well, at least.
He'd love to be where Rush
There's
is.
Not much uniqueness to what he's doing, though. It's
no,
like
he's the
Democratic
liberal Rush Limbaugh. Right. Anyway.
Although he seems to get a lot more press coverage than he deserves.
If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, and you like the message that we're bringing to the American people and to the world as well, the message of freedom and liberty consistently. 6 nights a week, consider joining the AMP program. amp.freetalklive.com. It's $3 a month. That's all we're asking for. We're not going to take things away from you if you don't do it. You know, it's still all the stuff on freetalklive.com is still going to be free. So if you can't afford $3 a month, don't worry about it. If you can, go to amp.freetalklive.com, read about it. Because one of the coolest things about the AMP program is we're actually going to take some of this money and allow you to literally buy out some of our commercial time. 25% of it if we reach
all
a certain
money.
Goal.
Is going towards advertising, marketing, and promoting.
The AMP program is not going to be going to pay Manwich or anybody else here. It's going to promote the show, to advertise, market.
As much as I'm worth it.
Exactly. So go to amp.freetalklive.com and give us a help. Give us a hand up, not a handout. All righty. So finishing up this email from John, he's telling us what he believes and what he wants. He wants to be free. And here's what he has to say. Even though I have been a productive citizen, paid my taxes, and I help people when I can, if I was a pot smoker, I could be thrown in jail where I'd get beat up. I never fight, and tortured, raped by inmates and guards. This would be a horrible thing, cruel and unusual, to happen to a peaceful, nonviolent person. And it happens to a lot of them, unfortunately. I don't smoke, but if I want to open a truck stop where truckers could stop and eat and smoke, I should be able to. I want my gun. I want my wife to be able to decide for herself or with me whether she needs an abortion. I want to be able to put whatever I want on my lawn. You must have known about the toilet story.
Jeez.
I want to be able to start a business if I want to. Just get a space to put things in and sell them. Wow, that would be great. I think the government should be guarding our freedoms. That's what the Supreme Court's really for.
Instead of guarding our actions.
If a state or local government makes a law that overrides your constitutional freedoms, the court should step in and tell them to fix it. Am I libertarian? I do have a few things or questions or concerns that stop me. I think there needs to be social programs to take care of the weakest among us. Well, that could be replaced by private charities very easily. In fact, studies have shown that government social programs are hugely wasteful. I mean, like 60 to 70% to overhead.
And the fact is, these programs filled in these gaps previously.
That's right.
And they were far more successful because people didn't go on the programs and stay on the programs because they weren't entitled to them.
And since you weren't forced to pay for them, people would be able to choose which programs they wanted to give money to.
The Libertarian Party does not advocate shooting people that get below a certain income level. There will be charities that take care of these things. The sisters have always been great about this.
So anyway, he's just come across this information. He's starting to learn.
He's starting
to move along in the right direction. Absolutely libertarian, John. And he ends up his email here with a final statement. Question authority. And I got to agree with that 100%. So important. And that means everybody. That means the talk show hosts on the air, like we're authorities on anything. That means the government, everybody, your parents. This has been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
More tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. We'll see you online, freetalklive.com.